This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks. A whole day ahead of the deadline, the Patrick administration has filled the last two positions on the brand new Massachusetts Gaming Commission.
The commission has broad powers to write regulations and award licenses for up to three resort-style casinos in Massachusetts.
And these last two positions were appointed cooperatively by Governor Patrick, State Attorney General Martha Coakley, and State Treasurer Steve Grossman. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch went to this afternoon's announcement. Hey there, Kurt.
Hi, Adam. Great to talk to you.
So these positions complete this five-member panel. Remind us about the other three we already know about.
Well, the most important guy, of course, is the head of the commission, Steve Crosby. He was picked by the governor. He has a big public policy and, you know, he used to be a state administrator. That's sort of his background. Then the treasurer, Steve Grossman, picked another guy with a finance background, Enrique Zuniga. And then the attorney general chose a New Jersey detective, Gail Cameron, for law enforcement background expertise, although that's actually getting shuffled a little bit with these new appointees.
Okay, tell us about these last two commissioners.
So these folks were introduced today, and one of them is a former appeals court judge in Massachusetts, had 27 years of experience behind the bench, and that's Jim McHugh, and he really sat there at the panel sort of with that hunch and sort of a perpetual grimace that you're almost familiar with judges having. He spoke very eloquently about really, really believing in the process, a deep-set belief in doing this right and doing it in a transparent way, and that's the best way to serve just results, as he put it. And then the other person who was appointed was the former Springfield City Councilor, Bruce Stebbins. He used to work for different political roles in economic development, and he said his focus is really jobs. He's really about business development. And the shuffling that I mentioned earlier, what's actually going to happen is the law enforcement appointment that the attorney general is required to appoint, instead of that being this New Jersey former detective, it's going to be the appellate judge.
Huh, okay. Well, I also note that Bruce Stebbins, the former city councilor from Springfield, served in the Weld administration and in the George W. Bush administration. So in addition to being the Western Mass representative, he is also apparently the Republican representative on the
right.
Commission. Now the commission is complete. The Avengers are assembled. What do they do now, Kurt?
Well, now they actually have to get to work. They haven't been paid yet. They actually go on the payroll now. They start hiring a staff. They're going to start reaching out to gaming consultants to help them do this. They want to start public outreach, hire an executive director. They also have to establish ethics rules for themselves. So they've got a lot on their plate, plus they have a few looming deadlines coming up that the gaming law, the gambling law, actually tells them to meet.
We're going to hear a lot more about those tomorrow. Thank you so much, Kurt.
You got it.
Listeners, we will be talking more about this tomorrow with the chair of the Gaming Commission, Steve Crosby, the Captain America of the Avengers, if you will. That's on Radio Boston tomorrow as Massachusetts continues on this path toward resort-style casinos in Massachusetts.